Welcome to the WikiLiquors. Today we're talking about some brown bear incident, I believe in Japan. And we got a Gabby.
Ooh.
And an Ario.
Hello.
And a Nip.
Hello.
So we got the, let me just attempt to pronounce this. Senkebetsu Higuma Jaken, which I believe is the brown bear incident, also known as the Roku Sensawa bear attack, or the Tomei brown bear incident, was a series of bear attacks which took place 9 through 15 December in 1915 at the beginning of the Taisho era in a remote area of Hokkaido, Japan. Over the course of 6 snowy days, a male Azo brown bear attacked a number of households, killing 7 people and injuring a further 3.
What in the world?
The incident has been referred to as the worst animal attack in Japanese history. And that's including Godzilla. The attacks, it says that in the page. The attacks, even when the hungry bear, so smart that it started to trick people, was shot dead. I mean, what's more terrifying than a smart bear?
A cocaine bear.
Yeah,
which is also
bear.
Smart.
A smart bear that's like hopped up on drugs.
Because it's smart, but that's a little erratic because of the drug. So you don't really don't know what it's going to do.
Mm. Who wants to take the background?
All right. At the dawn of mid-November 1915, an Izo brown bear appeared at the Ikeda family's house in Senkebetsu. Rokusansawa, a small pioneer village in the Teshio province, about 11 kilometers inland from the west coast of Hokkaido. The family horse was loudly spooked by the surprise encounter, but the bear fled after taking only harvested corn.
Oh my god.
I love corn.
Goddamn thieves, homeless bears,
but
cause
okay,
all these problems.
They're in 1915 in Japan with corn. That was probably hard to get. Because isn't corn like an American thing? Right?
Corn was pretty heavily exported after like maybe early 1900s. It started to really get around.
Oh man, the fucking was it dirty corn. Just really
at
getting
the time,
around.
At the time, Senkebetsu was newly settled, so encroachment by wild animals was common. On November 20th, 1915, the bear reappeared. He knew where you could find easy corn, apparently.
we thought we solved that problem. We gave him all our corn, thought he'd go away forever.
Sorry. This is why you can't give anything to bullies. They always come back from war.
Give him an inch. You're going to take all your corn.
Worrying about the safety of the horse, the head of the Ikeda family called on his second son, Kamataru, and 2 Matagi from his own villages and a neighboring village.
Why are they called the second son?
Yeah, is this like a second son job? It's like a park somewhere? Like,
I don't know. Also, for context, Matagi is like a person who is a hunter.
It's like saying
or a trapper.
Your family's called not the best.
What?
Mm-hmm. When the bear appeared on November 30th, they shot it but failed to kill it. The next morning, they followed the bear's footprints, which led towards Mount Onishika, along the trail of the hunting party, discovered bloodstains. But a snowstorm forced them to turn back. The bloodstains led the party to conclude that the bear, now injured, would no longer raid the settlements. Well, I guess that's the end of the wiki page, right?
I think there's a John Candy movie with the same exact plot.
I mean, there were a lot of adaptations from events that had happened either from like media in Japan or just incidents across the world. They turn it into a Western.
Does the bear get shot with a lamp that was made out of a gun?
I don't know.
I guess we gotta keep reading to find out. Mm-hmm. Are we on just December attacks?
Yeah, December 9th.
Okay, well then I'm going to do a couple of these and then hand it off if that's okay.
Sure.
All right. December 9th. Ota family. On December 9th, 1915, at 10:30 a.m., the giant brown bear turned up at the home of the Ota family. Abe Mayu, the farmer's wife, and Hasumi Mikio, a baby being cared for by Mayu, were at the house. Mikio was bitten on the head and killed. Dang, it killed the...
Whoa.
Damn.
The bear is escalating pretty heavily.
That's a baby. It bit the head on... it was bitten on the head and
they
killed.
They could have left that part out. Like, and killed. Like, come on. A bear bit a baby on the head.
Oh, damn.
That's what I do with Teddy Grahams.
That is, you know how like with gummy bears?
That's why we do it.
You bite off the head and you replace it and you put the different colors on different ones. You're like, haha, look, it's new little bears.
The only one that does
that. Hell.
I'm just more surprised that after being shot, the bear then came back a third time.
First wound.
Well, I mean, bears are basically like a bunch of fat, right? So,
yeah,
like,
probably just
fat and muscle.
Yeah, and I know you'd think like the animal would go, oh, danger. Stay away a little while.
They got a taste for human
maybe
flesh.
Maybe there's some weak ass shot.
He's pretty calculated. They got a taste for human corn, but then it bit the baby's face off, and then I got a taste for human flesh.
The story really does start with the baby being killed, so that was kind of sad.
I mean, the messed up part is he could have killed the guy that shot him, but he wanted to hurt the guy further by killing his baby.
Yeah, it's like a supervillain bear.
All right, Mayu was overtaken, knocked down, and dragged into the imperial forest of Senkibetsu. And according to contemporary description, the scene resembled a slaughterhouse with blood puddled on the farmhouse floor.
Oh my god, is this like a Shining Bear or something?
It got worse.
Did anyone notice that Mayu fought back by throwing firewood? I thought that was a nice touch.
Also, this is like a little more like narratively written.
Yeah, how do they know what happened?
The wiki's giving us all the info. This is like the blood puddled on the farmhouse floor.
Story time in the wikis.
Maybe the person who wrote this was actually like a book author.
I thought you were going to
say a noir detective.
I thought you were going to say they were a first-hand witness.
Oh, true. They were the baby.
Reporting live from 1915.
All right. So moving on to December 10th. Search. Early in the morning, Saito Ishiguro, I can't pronounce his name, and Miyake left the village on errands. Meanwhile, a 30-man search party was organized to capture the brown bear and recover the remains of Mayu. But you can tell they don't deal with bears often, because, like, why are they trying to capture it? Just go murder the bear, you know?
Right.
You know, I don't think you can really control a bear. Yeah, like, brown bears are super deadly. I visited Alaska.
If you were dealing with a bear like this, where it first stole your corn, then came back for revenge, would you be a little?
You got to take it in for questions.
Superstitious.
Yeah.
Like, why would you?
Maybe there's a whole cabal of bears working.
Take me to your leader.
Where's the corn, buddy?
It's got like kernels sticking out of its mouth. I don't know.
You gotta get justice, not just revenge.
Bear justice.
All right, so they organized to capture the brown bear and recover the remains of Mayu. I think the remains of Mayu were in the bear's stomach. I'm not gonna lie.
Mm-hmm.
But entering the forest, no more than 150 meters, 160 yards, it met the bear. Oh man, the bear was waiting for them.
Oh my god.
That's not fair to walk.
Was it a cordial meeting?
A 5-man shot, but only one man managed to land a hit. Okay, so the stormtroopers. The enraged animal retreated, and the men escaped injury. After the bear fled, the hunter scouted the area and discovered dried blood on the snow at the base of the Sakhalin fairy tree. Beneath the snow was the corpse of Mayu, with only the head and parts of the legs remaining. The bear had stashed the body of Mayu in the snow in an attempt to preserve it, as well as to hide it from scavengers. Proof, it was this brown bear in the attack.
I got a timeout real quick. Did someone add an effect to Gabby's mic where it echoes and is more scary? Did anyone else notice that?
I'm loving the investigation here. They're like, oh, in the post, what's this boy?
In the post edit, we should add some like spooky, some spooky music, like that generic royalty free, just wah, wah, wah,
wah, wah. Like the wind blowing.
Then they're like, well, that could just be any bear.
Nope.
But this is proof. It was this bear.
So they're bears, not going, they got into the woods in around in the Imperial Forest.
Yeah, it's very different here. We hear a bear is around, we're like, all right, let's go murder it. Then we just murder a bear and we go, yay, we killed the bear.
But was it the right bear?
Yeah, I guess they're coming down to the nitty gritty here. Alright, and the next, return to the Ota farm. The villagers believe that once the bear had a taste for human flesh, its return to the settlement was assured. The villagers gathered at the Ota family's house with guns. Around 8 p.m. that night, the bear reappeared.
I'm thinking of a bear. This is one dedicated bear.
He's so in.
Enraged and retreated.
Although the villagers had anticipated the bear's return, they were nonetheless panicked by it. One man did manage to shoot at the bear. By the time the corpse of 50 guardsmen posted 30 meters away at the neighboring Miyake house arrived. What? So, by the time the corpse of 50 guardsmen posted 300 meters away at the neighboring Miyake house arrived, the bear had vanished into the woods. That sentence doesn't make sense to me. What arrived?
The corps. It's like a band of soldiers.
The guardsmen were 330 yards away, and it took them some time to get to the house.
Like, measure all this afterwards, like a episode of whatever that is, where they measure things that when crime happens.
Yeah, why are they? Why are there specific measurements here?
Is anybody like keeping count of the shots fired and versus shots hit?
He's just trying to.
Well, there's like the first. There was the first hunter group of
trying to run them out of ammo.
Who all missed. And then there was the group of, like, what was it, 9 who went to forest?
And
one hit him.
Well, yeah. And then he came back to the house. And it says, one man did manage to shoot at the bear.
Didn't mention.
No verified contact.
True, true.
I'm only counting, like, one actual shot.
That's true. The corpse reassembled and headed downstream on what was thought to be the bear's trail.
Could have been any bear's trail.
Could have been any bear's. Maybe this isn't the same brown bear. Who knows? All right, I'm going to do the Miyoke family.
Miyoke.
When news of the Ota family attack was first received by the Miyoke family, women and children sought refuge there while guardsmen patrolled outside. The guardsmen were having dinner when news of the bear's return to the Ota farm reached them, and they marched off. The bear, having escaped death at the Ota house, now fled to the Miyake house homestead. Yayo, Miyake Yasetoro's wife, was preparing a late meal while carrying her fourth son, Umekichi, on her back. She heard a rumbling noise outside. Was that stomach?
this is really getting to it.
Heard a rumbling noise outside.
Yeah, what? I really want to know if she dies. Who's giving these accounts, right? Because we don't understand.
Bear. The bear's giving the accounts.
Like the Wikipedia page by the bear.
They found the biography.
Tell you about a bunch of bitch ass humans I killed.
Yeah, but they found the bear's biography. The biography.
That's very good.
The life, a memoir.
A bear more. Okay, but anyway. All right, she heard a rumbling noise outside. But before she could investigate, the bear broke through a window and entered the house. Why through the window? just like whoosh. Anyway, the cooking pot on the hearth overturned, dousing the flames. And in the ensuing panic, the oil lamp was extinguished, plunging the house into darkness. Yayo tried to flee the house, but her second son, Yujiro, clung to her legs, tripping her as she ran. The bear attacked her and bit Umekichi, which was the fourth, carrying her fourth son. Yo, this bear likes children! Ugh. Why is it trying to eat the babies? This is the second time!
It's a pre-planned attack also, from that second, third, fourth, fifth son planning chart they have.
Yeah, the second son, I think, was on the bear's team.
Yeah.
Right? Yujiro?
Splitting up this inheritance.
True. Odo had remained at the house as the only bodyguard. When he ran for the door, the bear released the mother and child to pursue him. Yayo then escaped with her children. Odo attempted to hide behind the furniture, but was clawed in the back. The bear then mauled Kinzo, the third son of Miyake family, and Haluyashi, the fourth son of the Saito family, killing them, and bit Iwayo, the third son of the Saito family. Next to be targeted was Take, Saiko Ishigoro's pregnant wife. She too was attacked, killed, and eaten. Oh my god.
Man, this bear.
Why does it keep trying to go after the babies? It went out the it totally veered off from the bodyguard and like the older woman, but it saw the pregnant woman and all the little kids, and it was like, yeah, hell yeah, I'm going for this. Kind of. Anyway, she was killed and eaten. From later testimony, villagers heard Take begging the bear not to touch her belly, but instead to eat her head. Oh.
Wow.
So that's so sad. All right, I'm going to keep going because I'm not going to leave us in sadness. The guardsmen who had tracked the bear downriver realized that they were not, in fact, on its trail. As they hurried back to the settlement, a seriously injured Yayo met them and related news of the attack at the Miyake family's house. The corpse raced there to rescuing survivors. When they arrived, in the house was dark, but sounds of an attack emerged. Believing that the bear had killed everyone inside, some of the guardsmen proposed setting the house on fire. Yayo, hoping that some of the children still lived, forbade this. The guardsmen were divided into two groups. One consisting of 10 men stood guard at the door, while the other group went to the back of the house. When given a signal, the group at the rear set up a racket, shouting and rattling their weapons. As expected, the bear appeared at the front door. The men there had bunched up with lines of fire blocked by the guard at their head, whose own rifle misfired.
Another missed shot. I mean, to be fair, guns were like different back then.
Yeah, they kind of sucked. Like, it's understandable. But yeah, also, like,
1915. You know, while the Great War was going on,
that's pretty true.
Guns were worse.
This is not the Civil War. I mean, this is not Civil War or like Revolutionary War. This is like World War One time. Mm-hmm. They weren't that bad.
Yeah, I was trying to maybe give them room for guns.
True.
Just like stovepipes,
quote unquote guns.
That's why they keep missing. That makes sense. As expected, the bear appeared at the front door. The men there had bunched up with lines of fire blocked by the guard at their head, whose own rifle misfired. Amid the general confusion and risk of crossfire, the bear escaped into the night. Oh my god, there's 10 of them.
Dude, like, this bear is insane. How many bullets has he avoided at this point?
Fucking these, like, you know what, those heist things where they like they're ducking and diving over lasers to get
to that's the bear.
He's Neo from the Matrix.
Jeez. Carrying torches made of birch bark, they entered the house and beheld the results of the attack. Rikuzo and Hasano, first son and daughter of the same relatives, were injured but lived. The village people gathered in the school, and seriously injured people were accommodated in the Tsuji family. A house near the river. After the incident, only veterans of the Russo-Japanese War remained at their post. The Russo-Japanese War was fought between the Empire of Japan and Russian Empire during 1904 and 1905.
I like that. Yeah, that wasn't obvious from the naming, but a
couple of quick comments. One, there's like at least 20 more days of this onslaught from this bear, and we're barely got started.
Barely.
So buckle in for this bearography. And then second, you keep saying core as if it's corpse, and I just keep thinking that there's like a zombie bear human that's going on.
That's what I keep thinking, because I don't really know the word corpse that well.
He's killing humans, and they run back at him. But they seem to always be in the wrong place, which is very zombie-like.
That's why initially I was like, why is the, but I was reading it like a corpse, but it was spelled wrong. It's like, why did they do that? Why is a corpse moving? Okay, whatever. I'm going with a story.
I keep getting the feeling too that wherever they go, the bear is in a different place.
That's a smart bear. It's playing this all out for years.
All right. Yamamoto, Ikichi, and Kisake K. Meanwhile, Sayato, unaware of his family's fate, filed a report with authorities and the strict police before returning to Tomokoma and lodging in a local hotel there. Ryoki had heard that a local man named Yamamoto was an expert bear hunter. That's for real. And so paid a visit to his house. Yamamoto was certain that the bear was the dreaded man-eater he'd nicknamed Kisagaki, or the diagonal slash from the shoulder. That's his nickname, the diagonal slash from the shoulder.
I understand that. It's just like, I'm, why is that?
I'm pretty sure that's name? like a sword term there.
Ah,
a white pattern from the back of the chest, which had previously been blamed for the mauling and deaths of three women in a neighboring village, but by now he had pawned his gun for money to buy alcohol. The details. He refused the Oki's request for aid. Unable to return home, Yasutaru stayed in Onishika. Now,
I'm just going to put this out here, but someone in Hollywood needs to make this movie.
Oh, hell yeah. Also, earlier they were like carrying torches made of birch bark. Like, these specific details are grand. December 11th. December 11th, Miyoki and Sayato returned to Sankei Betsu. Noticing the villagers gathering in the branch school, the two pieced together the story of the mauling. A group of men, including Miyoki and Saito, were formed to kill the bear. Believing that the bear would reappear, they decided to wait for the bear at Miyoki's residence, but the night passed with no attack. For once...
Yo, it was full. The bear was full. He's had a big meal. He needs to go off and digest. Makes perfect sense.
December 12th, the news of the bear's appearance reached the Hokkaido government office, and under the leadership of Hobo Row Branch Police Station, a sniper team was organized. Guns and volunteers for the team were gathered from nearby towns, and after getting permission from the Imperial Forestry Agency, the team went to Sankeibetsu that evening. Chief Inspector Suga, the branch office commissioner, golly, there's a lot of detail, went up the Rokusen Sawa with the aim of viewing the Miyoke family house and assessing the state of the sniper team. God, they got snipers. And met all those who got off the mountain paths. The brown bear did not appear on December 12th.
This is a smart bear. I'm telling you.
He decided that the bear would probably try to retrieve the bodies of those it had killed, but there were no remains in the Miyoki family house. Therefore, a new plan was proposed. An attempt to lure out the bear with the corpse of a victim. Not the core, but actually the corpse this time. The plan was widely condemned, especially by the Ota, Saito, and Miyoki families, but it was decided that for the future of the village, it was the best plan. Within the day, the strategy was executed. The six-member sniper team, which now reluctantly included Yamamoto, waited inside the house. But wait, that's not how snipers work, is it? Just surround the house from high positions.
Maybe snipers means people with like ability to shoot a gun.
Yeah, in this case, like if they're more than 5 feet away, we're going to need a sniper. But the bear stopped, appeared to check the inside of the house, and returned to the forest. Wow.
Damn.
Just imagining the crossfire. The bear did not appear again that night. And so the plan ended in failure. Got two more nights. Should I just keep going? Or what do you say, Gabby?
I'm cool with you.
December 13th at dawn, a search team discovered that the Ota family's house is ransacked. The bear had eaten the people's winter food stockpile and ransacked the houses. How did this even happen?
He was looking for that sweet corn.
To the other house. They're like, there's people in here. I'm going back to this. The bear had damaged at least 8 houses, but so far no one could find it. The police captain, Suga, motivated the men by cheering from the village outside. Given that there were now 60 armed men, it was decided they should hunt in the surrounding mountains. Kisagake now seemed to lack prudence and stretched his territory downstream. Suga recognized the increasing risk of the situation. He made an ice bridge as a line of defense that it rained snipers and guards.
What?
This has to be a movie. Somebody look this up.
How do you make an ice bridge?
No.
Okay. Anyway, wouldn't an ice bridge make it seem like he's trying to make it easier for the bear to?
It sounds lovely.
I want
to. Maybe he's trying to make like a path for the bear to follow.
Slip around on it into the water, and then they're gonna. I want a list of all the strategies they tried that night. At sniper at the bridge, thought he saw something in the shadows of his tree stumps on the opposite shore. Wow, what a great detail! I can just see it. Receiving this information, Suga thought it might be a man's shadow. When he spoke to it, however, he received no reply and ordered the snipers to open fire.
Oh, no.
At that moment, the shadow, apparently that of the bear, disappeared into the forest.
How did it disappear so fast?
Sort of. Have you seen bears move? You know, it's not very quick. They were disappointed having failed to kill the bear, but the captain thought he had heard some response from it.
This is like the Hussein Bolt of bears.
How dare you shoot me? I just want your corn.
And your babies.
And your peoples. December 14th. So let's see. We're now... Yeah, this has been going on for four or five days. The next morning, a team investigated the opposite shore and found a bear's footprint and blood there. Given that that Kisagake had again been wounded and that... imminent snowstorms were threatening to cover any tracks. It was decided that this was the most critical opportunity to hunt down and kill the bear. Yamamoto and Ikada, a guide, immediately set out after the bear. Yamamoto decided to track the bear with a team of two, as it would be quicker than a larger team. Yamamoto was familiar with Kisagake's behavior and successfully tracked him down. Oh, wow. He spotted the bear resting near a Japanese oak. Approaching to within 20 meters of the bear, he opened fire. First shot hit the bear's heart, and the second hit his head, fatally wounding the animal. Since the bear was finally killed, the Avengers reacted with the spontaneous shouts of Banzai, as though celebrating a great military victory. It was reported in a newspaper that the Imperial... How do you say that word, Ariel? Diet?
Yeah, that, I think.
Resembled that bear... against Prime Minister Okuma Shigenobu. When measured, the bear...
Shigenobu.
When measured, the bear was unique. 750 pounds. Dang! 8'9" tall.
Feet.
Feet. 8'9" feet tall.
You got an 8-inch bear?
No wonder it's so hard to see. It just disappeared from nowhere.
He's a gummy bear.
Tall, dark brown with golden fur. The head unusually large compared to the body. An estimated adult age of 7 to 8 years. Born in 1907. The ending of the Meiji era. A necropsy. Yeah. Necropsy was carried out on the bear, during which parts of his victims were found in his stomach. It is said the villagers dismantled, boiled, and ate as revenge for the victims who had been devoured. While at the time, the skull and some of the fur of the bear were kept, later they were lost.
Damn.
Aftermath. Should I continue, Gabby, or who wants to pick this up? Anybody?
I got you. Okay. Aftermath. Immediately after the shooting, a huge rainstorm hit the Rumoi and Soya regions from day to day, and the residents called it Brown Bear Storm, which has become
the title of many novels and movies about the incident. There's movies, apparently, and novels. Yayo, who received head wounds in the attack, made a full recovery, but Miyoki Umekichi, who was bitten by the bear while being carried on his mother's back, died less than 3 years later from the wounds. Damn. Hoda recovered from the injury. I feel like we're at the end of like a movie. It's like, give us the recap. Where they are 10 years later. Hoda recovered from injury and returned to work, but next spring he fell into the river and died.
Oh my gosh. Oh, maybe if he only had some of those ice bridges.
He can survive a bear, but not some water.
Gravity got him along with his friend Liquid.
Some people started to believe the bear was a demon. After the attack, most villagers of Rokusen Sawa soon left and rapidly transformed into a ghost town until 1946, when families of Osaka came to settle the area for a post-war revitalization. The site was restored in 1990. Okawa Haruyoshi, who was 6 years old, and the son of Saikinbetsu village mayor, Okawa Yosakichi, at the time of the incident, grew up to become a prolific bear hunter. Ooh. He swore an oath to kill 10 bears for every victim of the attack. That's what I'm talking about.
But so the cycle continues. Maybe that bear, was taking revenge.
That bear had an oath of its own. By the time he reached the age of 62, he had killed 102 bears. He then retired and constructed the Bear Harm Cenotaph, a shrine where people can pray for the dead villagers, on July 5th, 1977. Okawa Takayoshi, Haruyoshi's eldest son, on May 6, 1980, after an 8-year chase, hunted down a 1,100-pound male brown bear, who is nicknamed the North Sea Taro, and is stuffed on display in the Tomame local museum.
Damn.
Records. Beginning in 1961, an agriculture and forestry technical officer, Kimura Moritake, who was working in the district forest office in Asawa Hakawa, Kotenbetsu, undertook an examination of the case in order to leave a permanent record for it. 46 years had already passed, and little official material was left. So Kimura traced the people who had lived in Sakinbetsu in those days and made careful records of their stories.
Ooh.
Obtaining a full and accurate picture of the events was not possible, as many of the villagers were already deceased and most of the survivors were not cooperative, owing to gruesome nature of the attack. Kimura's accounts of the attack were reprinted in 1980 and published in 1994, The Devil's Valley, by Kyoto Bunkasha.
Wow.
That's how we got this awesome storytelling. Huh. Yeah.
Analysis. People believe the attack occurred as a result of bear waking early from hibernation because of hunger. In Japan, the term animal which doesn't possess a hole refers to failed hibernation. This would have resulted in increased ferocity. However, the bear did not actually attack any human beings until being shot by one.
Ooh,
from the end of
it's the human's fault that the bear ate the pregnant woman.
From the end of the Edo area, pioneers had deforested the area using the firewood to process herring into fertilizer, which that's where we got the corn. And they reclaimed the inland area from the beginning of the Meiji area. The deforestation increased settlement, brought humans and bears closer. They lacked the natural prey owing to deforestation, and human depredation is a common reason for wild animals like brown bears or leopards and tigers in India to search for food in close proximity to human habitation.
Do we want Ariel to finish that off?
Sure.
Memorial in Rokusasawa, where the attack occurred, there's now a shrine called the Senkabetsu Brown Bear Incident Reconstruction Location.
That's such a long title. Shrine. Yeah. It's really the long.
The shrine, located in a small clearing near Uchidome Bridge, which spans the Sekibetsu River.
Wait. I wonder if that's the ice bridge, but it turned into, like, you know,
the Bellatorial Bridge.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Includes a restored house typical of the area and a sideboard explaining the incident. There is also a large statue of a brown bear outside the house. I really wish they had just stuffed the bear, you know?
It feels like they're kind of worshipping the bear at that point. Like, why would they want to, like, have a statue of the bear? You know? Like, I understand. Why did they reenact? Like, why did they put a statue of the bear? Like, ah, look, the bear! Like, wouldn't you want to move past the bear?
Never forget.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's like we don't go to the 9/11 site and put up a bunch of, like,
crashing airplanes.
Yeah.
Like, the shrine is located about 16 kilometers or 9.9 miles to the south of Hokkaido route 1049 from Kotenbetsu intersection on route 239. Hokkaido Road 1049, I'll just do that, was called a bear road. Ooh, that's a cool name. And there are many signs showing a cartoon-like image of the bear.
Gotta stop.
These can be found at gates and at the wayside of the road. It is suggested that the posture expresses the symbiosis of wild animals and human beings. Since numerous tourists who visit there know the history of the area, they may possibly interpret it as an ironic or humorous statement. Look, it's a small town, Gabby. They gotta get their tourist money where they can get it. That means they have to put up a statue to the bear that, like, killed several people and apparently was able to matrix its way through bullets.
That's because it was only 9 inches tall.
With all the strength of a full-size bear, it's terrifying.
Was the Ant-Man of bears.
Oh, that's hilarious. There's a couple novels. Oh, it was played on the radio. There's a stage performance.
The Bear Storm.
They got a manga for this? The Wild Legend. There's a movie, too.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was by far the most story-driven Wikipedia article we've ever read.
Yeah, you know, someone took a brush to this when they saw it was on here.
Took a brush to it.
Yeah. They prettied it up. Made it like their own little novel. Think
that the way makers of Wikipedia are getting bored. It's like, let's go back through and find some to brush up. You know, this used to just be a stub that just had like a body count and the bear metrics. But now there's
possibly. I mean, if I was gonna make a guess, I would say that, like, this is such an obscure article that most of the admins, probably people in America or wherever Wikipedia is based, they're probably not really looking at these obscure articles too much, so someone can make an edit.
So if you slide all the way to the top, do you see the giant warning with the yellow exclamation point? Where it says the article's tone or style may not reflect the encyclopedic tone used on Wikipedia, February 2016.
Yeah.
This article needs additional citations for verification, June 2017. This article may need to be rewritten to comply with Wikipedia's quality standards, June 2017. So I think they already recognized it, but no one came in and kind of improved it, which honestly I like, because I like this tone better, where it's like told like a story. They probably took the information from the books written on it.
The blood puddled on the floor.
Well, it's a lot easier to get information across when you use encyclopedia, their tone.
Yeah, that's true. But I like this better.
There's 500 entry edits on this. The first one was in 2007.
Oh my God. People care about this story. I like the see also sloth bear of Mysore. Like, what's a sloth bear?
No, I don't
know. Oh, the sloth bear of Mysore was an unusually aggressive Indian sloth bear, responsible for the death of at least 12 people and the mauling of 24 others in the 1957. It was killed by Kenneth Anderson, who described it in his memoir as man-eaters and jungle killers. Sloth bears, as a rule, are excitable but generally harmless creatures. This particular bear carried the mark of Cain. In that
wow.
What?
What does that mean?
In that he had become the wanton and deliberate murderer of several men, whom he had done to death in the most terrible fashion, without provocation.
This really sounds like a Victorian era kind of thing. Like,
I was possessed by the devil.
This is actually pretty short. We could totally read this for a different one because it's like not. We could do this in the cocaine bear. Maybe we could become a bear related podcast.
Bear wiki. Well,
bear for bears.
Well,
I think we're barely qualified.
Either way, we've run the course of this wiki. So, any last thoughts? Mine is that bears are terrifying, and this only reinforces my opinion on that.
Yeah, I would say this is a very tragic story. And all jokes aside, it's very tragic. But I will probably reconsider my strategy for eating gummy bears.
And I want to agree with Ariel that this is indeed terrifying because bears look kind of friendly, but they're not. They look fun.
You just want to hug them?
Yeah. They're kind of comical.
Okay. I went to Alaska and we did this like 3-day hike, right? And it's like you live out of backpack and you just like walk, right? But you're in fucking Alaska where there's just wildlife everywhere. And my brother, who's in the military, brought his gun. I was like, that's a little aggressive. You don't need to bring your gun. It's just a hike. Like, what the heck?
No, not in Alaska.
Not in Alaska, man. Not in Alaska. And they're telling the story of this chick who was hiking by herself. And she got attacked by a brown bear. And she called up her mom. And she was just actively being eaten by this brown bear for like an hour.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just but she was alive.
That's horrifying.
So she's like, but it's horrifying. And ever since then, bears scare the shit out of me. And says reinforce that bears are terrifying. They're so big and they're giant and they're kind of fast too. They run kind of fast, surprisingly like, fast. We've only ever seen
sneakily
lazy
fast,
bears.
Yeah. You don't expect it. It'll just be right up on you.
Yeah. I think we see so many animated movies and they look so cute and fluffy. And we got like, was it Pooh Bear? And he's like, oh, he just went honey. It's so cute. But no, they're fucking murderers. They're terrifying. Except for little black bears. Those are just scared. All you have to do is make loud noises. You're like, ugh! But a brown bear? Terrifying. Brown bears are terrifying creatures.
Well, I'm sufficiently terrified.
I'm so terrified.
Bearified?
I'm gonna have nightmares. Yeah. it's terrible.
Which figures out.
I'm so bad.
Hey, well, you want to bring this to an end then, Gabby?
Or whoever. All right. Be careful of your. Watch out for bears, man.
Watch out for bears.
if it's a black bear, you get really big and you make a lot of noise. If it's a brown bear, then you get really small and you pretend that you're dead. And if it's, what is it, the white bear? What are those called?
Polar bear.
If it's
then
a pair
die.
Of bears, then you fucking die. That's just it. So be aware of your bear care. All right. Wiki Lickers out.
Bye.